Hey, Ravens fans. I'm Garrett Denny. You know this guy. This is John Eisenberg, BaltimoreRavens.com columnist. John, we're in the middle of the offseason program. Rookies are back in the building this week, getting all their football school knowledge and getting their first opportunity to interact with the veterans. So lots of questions this week, lots of opinions out there about the Ravens. We'll go ahead and pick this one up. NFL.com did a fan vote. So this was fan balloting at who's going to win the AFC North. The fans think that this year it's going to be the Cincinnati Bengals. They say the Bengals will win the AFC North, the Ravens will be the AFC wildcard representative, and that they'll beat the Ravens in the wildcard round. So what do you think? Buy or sell?
Well, I don't believe I can buy that. You know, here we are in May. I don't think I'm buying that the Ravens are going to lose the division to the Bengals and get knocked out by the Bengals. It's an interesting idea. We got a long way to go. The AFC North, although the Bengals have had their moments, it's been the Ravens and the Steelers for a long time for the most part. I think it continues to be the Ravens and the Steelers. Steelers didn't have the best year last year. They're doing some interesting things in the offseason. I think the Ravens, even though they're coming off a Super Bowl year, have done some things to make the defense better, I think. So I understand, the Bengals are kind of a hot pick right now. But I think I'm going with the Ravens.
You're selling what the fans are putting out there. Yeah. All right, the next opinion here, John, this is from Bleacher Report, and they're talking about the third-round pick Brandon Williams, a defensive tackle who's getting a lot of talk after a strong rookie camp performance, small school prospect. Bleacher Report says that he's going to start at nose tackle for the Ravens.
I think I'm going to sell that, too, and it's not really a reflection on Brandon. I agree with you. You know, certainly an impressive prospect. I think that in the long run, and he has a future here, a long future, I think, quite possibly in Baltimore. But I think in the short term, I think my own opinion is I think Haloti Ngata will start at nose tackle. I think they're trying to keep Haloti healthier this year. And, you know, he's playing out of position some last year. Going to put him in the middle this year. They've created they found a veteran, Chris Canty, who can start at defensive tackle. I like that a lot. And Arthur Jones, I think, at end. That would be, right now, my pick for the starting front three. Haloti in the middle, Canty, and Arthur Jones.
And so if you look at it, last year it was Haloti at defensive tackle and Terrence Cote Kemo at that nose tackle spot. So you think it's more of a rotation position where Haloti's coming over?
I think so. And I think what needs to be said is, you know, the Ravens, and they'll continue to do this next year, it's a heavy rotation.
Yeah, yeah.
They all play. Everybody plays, and who starts, it's almost not that important. But, you know, who gets the majority of the snaps early? Like I said, you know, I think it'll be Canty, Haloti in the middle, and Art Jones, who had a very strong end of the season. He's an incumbent. I think you'll see him in there.
All right, John, the third opinion. This one is also from NFL.com. They said that the Ravens had the best draft in the AFC North, and they graded it at an A-.
I like the A-. The Ravens did have a very good draft. I think they found two starters in the first two rounds. You know, I think the Steelers had a pretty good draft. The Bengals have gotten a lot of kudos for their draft with a tight end. And you know, the Steelers generally draft pretty well, too. So I think there's your competition. But it's hard to top what the Ravens did, layering over and finding new blood on that defense and addressing some other things, too. So very strong draft. I think I'm buying that.
So you're buying it.
I'm buying.
All right, John. That's all the time for this week's edition of Buy or Sell Ravens fans. But, you know, you can keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com for all the coverage throughout the offseason.